Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now live by Tom Rivers, who's joining us from overseas. Where Tom, a massive prayer vigil happening in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. A week after this horrific attack in Christchurch. It was right at the park, Brian, across the street from the Al-Noor Mosque. That's where 42 of the 50 victims died, and the Imam Gamal Fouda was there leading the prayers. It happened at 1:30 in the afternoon, and 2 minutes of silence thereafter across in the park. As you say, thousands of people there. The Prime Minister, she was there. But the national call went out across the nation. And, of course, there's not that many Muslims in New Zealand, but everybody, out of respect, listened and stood in silence to the 2 minutes of silence in respect for the horrific attack 1 week ago.
Yeah, really incredible images from that. The country's now had a day or so to digest this new ban on certain types of guns. What's been the reaction there?
Generally, well, there's no, if you will, right to bear arms under the New Zealand Constitution, and it's something that the Liberal Party, the government, is behind, and also the opposition Conservative Party. So in essence, you got both sides of the main political divide saying, yep, it's a good idea. And there aren't, by definition, too many of these semi-automatic weapons out there in distribution anyway. So people are saying, look, it's not a problem. You can still go out and hunt animals, et cetera, but you're going to use, you know, basic rifles and shotguns, but you're not going to use things like semi-automatic weapons and, if you will, high-capacity magazines as well. Although the legislation is going to take another week or two to grind through, there's been a stop on sales as of yesterday, so no one can, quote-unquote, stockpile up on guns or ammo there on these particular guns. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be one-way traffic. It certainly is something that the country says they're going to want to have, and they're certainly behind the move.
There's a buyback program going on?
Exactly. They kind of took a page out of Australia, which had a similar attack over 20 years ago. And they did the same thing. They banned these kinds of weapons, and it was a buyback. So although the detail is yet to be worked out, more than likely, if you and I have these kind of weapons in New Zealand today, what we do, we're going to go to our local police station, and they'll take down our details, they'll take our weapon, they will destroy the weapon, and then they will give us, I guess, a check in the mail, which they haven't figured out the amount yet, but some kind of a buyback, and that's how they hope to proceed. The question is, what happens if you have one of these guns, though, and you refuse to hand it over? They haven't figured that out yet.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. Hey, we thank you so much. That's Tom Rivers joining us live from overseas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.